Lance Mackey will reach Nome today. Two teams that made it through the wind across Norton Bay yesterday morning will be next. Then it'll be a while. I'm Steve Heimel.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
The Iditarod has presented very different faces to different mushers this year. For the man soon to be champion for the third time, it's almost been a romp. There was obvious affection in Lance Mackey's bearing as he and his eager team began their journey along the coast of Norton Sound, leaving Unalakleet. If there was ever any doubt, it's clear now that they did know what they were doing, arriving in Koyak with an even more insurmountable lead and just a pair of teams still anywhere near him, Sebastian Schnula, the Yukon Quest winner, and John Baker of Kotzebue. The rest of the top competitors would be held back by the wind on Norton Bay until yesterday afternoon, 19 teams or so getting across by this morning. Meanwhile, Lance Mackey was taking his rest in White Mountain, looking back over his trip and saying it wasn't the toughest he'd seen.
Last year, by far, was the hardest I did ride as far as, you know, performance level. This has been kind of a hang-on, enjoy-the-ride kind of a ride.
Closest behind Mackey, Schnula, and Baker was Aaron Burmeister. Then it becomes a family affair, including Mitch Seavey and his son Dallas, Sim Smith and his brother Ramey, and Jesse Royer. Hugh Neff, a leader earlier, has fallen back. Ed Eaton, Ali Zirkel, Paul Gebhardt, and Dee Dee Jonro are ahead of him. Sonny Lindner, Ken Anderson, Jeff King, and others behind him. Rick Swenson, who has seen this kind of weather on Norton Sound before, just sat in Unalakleet for more than 14 hours. The race was really won days ago between Takotna and the halfway point of Iditarod. Mackey himself doesn't seem to know what was behind the burst of speed and endurance that his team put on that passed all the other competitors. He said it was the dogs more than him who wanted to push it like that.
They tell me when it's time. When I left off my 24 with 16 dogs screaming and barking like we was leaving the starting line, it looked pretty nice. I had an amazing run over to Ophir, grabbed a bale of straw, and had every intention of stopping down by Don's cabin somewhere. But before I even hit Ophir, I'd passed Sebastian, who left a half hour in front of me. Then I caught Hugh, who left an hour in front of me before Don's. Then Aaron Burmeister, who was an hour and a half in front of me, was only like a half hour parked when I got to him. I stopped, said, hey, what's up? And the damn dogs are barking and screaming and popped the hook. I'm going. They're telling me what to do. So I dumped the straw and we went cruising on in. And it's been just heaven ever since.
Well, maybe not quite heaven. Mackey said he had to rearrange his team because he had two females in heat. They were the ones that ended up having to face the wind. There was no other way.
Oh, yeah. It'd wear you out. So, no, it's not a good thing. They're working a little extra hard to try and catch them. The females are wanting to back up, so I can't put any of my male leaders up in lead. So the three females up here have had a pretty tedious job for the last few days.
Back on the trail, the Red Lantern is with Alan Peck on the Yukon River. Two more teams scratched on the river, Jeff Holt and Laura Doggerow. Rookie musher Lou Packer of Wasilla, who had to be rescued in the wind and drifting snow between Iditarod and Shagaluk, told the Anchorage Daily News in Unalakleet that he's pretty sure the two dogs in his team who died froze to death in the brutal wind. Packer ended up having to spend the night on an exposed knob and was repeatedly losing the pack trail and ending up in deep snow. In the running now for Rookie of the Year is Chad Lindner, running 33rd behind his dad, veteran Sonny Lindner, in 15th.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home.
And by
Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN.